A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Dalet, Yevamos 84a, pagination 167, about 12 lines from the top, a new Mishnah. You will recall that the first Mishnah of our Masechta dealt with the family tree and different types of relationships that people can have with other people regarding the mitzvah of Yibum. Specifically, you could have a situation where a woman is married to the now deceased husband and she is in question of whether she can do Yibum with the living brother. And we discussed different types of relationships that might exist which would prohibit her from marrying the living brother, to the extent that it's such a high-level prohibition of matrimony that there actually is no requirement, not for Yibum and not for Chalitza, because the relationship is so close that it's totally rejected. Our Mishnah, however, is not dealing with the family tree, but rather with the actual and intrinsic status of the people, both the Yevama, the widow of the now deceased husband, as well as the status of the living brother, and figuring out if he's truly eligible to do Yibum. Cases that we're going to deal with in this Mishnah are not high-level prohibitions to the extent that they would totally negate Yibum. Rather, there are going to be cases which it's forbidden to get married because of a lav, a prohibition, or an assay, but they're not chayve krisus, and therefore chalitza will be required. The Mishnah presents the cases by way of dividing them into four categories. The Mishnah says, Yesh mutaros leva'alehen va'asuros liyivmehen. There are cases that the woman was permitted to her husband, but is forbidden to the living brother. Or, mutaros liyivmehen va'asuros leva'alehen. There are cases where she's permitted to the living brother, but the original marriage was incorrect. It was a prohibited relationship. Obviously, prohibited only to the extent that it's prohibited, but it was chal. It did take effect. Because if it didn't take effect, then the entire concept of Yibum is totally irrelevant because she was never married in the first place. They were simply fooling around. We're talking that the marriage was a working marriage, even if it was a prohibited marriage. And we'll see cases in a moment. Finally, the last two cases, mutaros la'elu ula'elu, the category of permitted to both, and the category of asuros la'elu v'la'elu, prohibited to both. The Mishnah explains. Ve'elu mutaros leva'aleyen va'asuros liyivmehen. The following are cases that she was permitted to her husband, but there's some level of restriction regarding marriage with the living brother, the Yavam. Kohen Hedyot, Shanasa Eswa Almana. Let's consider a Kohen Hedyot that married a widow, which he's allowed to do, because it's only a Grusha or a Chalutza, a divorced woman, that's prohibited to a Kohen Hedyot. So an Almana, a widow, he was allowed to marry. V'yesh lo ach kohen gadol, but he has a brother who's a kohen gadol. And now that kohen gadol is the status of the living brother, and to him she is prohibited. That's the first case. Next case. Cholol shanasa k'shera. A cholol married a kosher woman, which he's allowed to do and she's allowed to do because she does not have any restriction from marrying a Kohen who's a Chalal, a chalal is the product of a Kohen who married somebody that's forbidden to him, such as a grusha, uniquely forbidden to him. V'yesh lo och kosher, but his living brother is a kosher Kohen, and therefore the woman who lived with a chalal became a chalala. She became defiled on the level of kahuna, and she would not be able to get married to his brother. Next case, Yisrael shanasa bas Yisrael, v'yesh lo och mamzer. A Yisrael married a regular Jewish girl, that's fine, but he has a brother who's now the living brother, who's a mamzer, and he's going to be restricted in who he marries, and he would not be able to marry her. He would have to do chalitza. Another case, mamzer shenasa mamzeres, a mamzer married a mamzeres, that's a legitimate marriage, v'yesh lo ach Yisrael, but he has a brother who's a regular Yisrael, and we would be prohibited from marrying this woman. Mutaris leva'alayim, va'asuras liyivmeyen. These are all examples of this first category, that the marriage to the original husband was fine, but there is a restriction regarding marrying the living brother. Next category. Ve'elu mutaris liyivmeyen, va'asuras leva'alayim. And the following are cases that are permitted to the Yavam, to the living brother, and by the time the case came to us as a Yibum case, we're fine with it. But you need to be aware, Asuras Leva'alehen, the original marriage was improper, it was incorrect, it was certainly Chal, it took effect, but it was not a correct relationship, and here are their examples. Kohen Gadol Shekidish Esu Alman, a Kohen Gadol that did Kiddushin only on a widow. He didn't live with her, because if he lived with her, he would have created her status as a chalala, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with a widow. And by doing so, he defiles her, because it's a relationship that's forbidden. But we're not talking that he ever lived with her. It's only kiddush. He only did kiddushin. V'yesh lo och Kohen Hedyot. And he has a brother who's now the living brother, who's a regular Kohen. And that regular Kohen is able to marry a woman who's a widow. Next case, kosher shenasa chalala, a kosher Kohen that married a chalala. He was forbidden to do so. V'yesh lo achalal, but if he has a living brother who's a chalal, a chalal is allowed to marry a chalala, and he would be able to do yibum. Next case, Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, v'yesh lo och mamzer. A regular kosher Yisrael married a mamzeres. A mamzeres is a product from chayve krisus, from a very high level prohibition, such as if her father lived with a married woman and produced this child. V'yesh lo och mamzer. So he was not allowed to marry the mamzeres. But if the living brother that's under discussion is a mamzer, so they're allowed to get married, and in the application of Yibum, that union would be permitted. Another case, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lo och Yisrael. A mamzer that marries a regular Jewish girl, which he's not allowed to do, but it's chal, it takes effect. Now that he dies, this woman is available to Yibum v'yesh lo och Yisrael, to a regular Yisrael. And the laws of mamzerus work differently than the laws of chalala. Chalala becomes defiled when she's with a Kohen with whom she's not supposed to be, and that union affects her status. In the case of a mamzer with a Jewish girl, it doesn't change her status. It's a forbidden relationship, but doesn't change her status. And therefore, upon the death of her husband, the mamzer, she's going to be permitted to marry his brother, if it's a kosher brother, and the husband died without children, yibum would apply. And therefore, in summation, these are cases, mutaras liyiv mehen, they're permitted to the yavam, va'asuras leva'alehen, but keep in mind that they were prohibited to their husbands at the time that they were married to them. The Mishnah continues with the next category. Ve'elu asuras le'elu ve'lo'elu. They're cases that are prohibited both to the husband and to the yavam. Nevertheless, chalitza may be required. For example, kohen gadol shenasa su almana ve'yesh lo ach kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol actually married, lived with a widow, which was prohibited for him to do so, and now that he's dead, his brother is a kohen gadol, so she's coming off in widowhood, and it's prohibited to a kohen gadol. Or, the Mishnah continues, quite frankly, a kohen hedyot, or even if he's a kohen hedyot, because at this point she's a chalala, because she actually lived with a husband kohen who's forbidden to her, and that's because she was an almana at the time of the marriage. Next case, kasher, a kasher kohen, shenasa chalala, that married a chalala, he wasn't allowed to do that, v'yesh lo ach kasher, and the living brother that's eligible to do yibam now is also a kosher kohen, and is forbidden in this woman, who's a chalala. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, v'yesh lo ach Yisrael, a regular Yisrael married a mamzeres, that was forbidden, and as she comes out of that marriage in the application of Yibum, she's coming to an Och Yisrael, a kosher Jewish living brother, she's forbidden to that person as well. They would do Chalitza. Mamzer Shanasa Bas Yisrael V'yesh Lo Och Mamzer. A Mamzer that married a Bas Yisrael wasn't allowed to do that, and his brother is also a Mamzer. So she's not allowed to do that union either. Asuras lo elu velo elu, these cases are forbidden both to the husband and to the living brother. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, Usha'ar kol anashim, and other cases of women, mutaras leva aleihem uli yivmehem, are permitted both to the husband and to the yavam. Yashay koach, thank you for joining.